friend here in the blue sweatshirt. Residence hall rules and regulations. Summary of some of the behaviors for which residents may be disciplined. 1. Excessively noisy or rowdy behavior. 2. Disorderly conduct or behavior that is abusive or offensive to the residents or staff. 3. Physical or verbal abuse of any person in or about the residence halls, or conduct that threatens or endangers the health or safety of such person. 4. Possession and or use of alcoholic beverages contrary to law and or residence hall's policy. 5. Violation of civil laws and university policies concerning the possession, use, sale, or distribution of illegal drugs, including marijuana. 6. Misconduct or disturbances that result from excessive consumption of an alcoholic beverage. 7. Unauthorized entry to or use of residence halls facilities. 8. Intentional obstruction or disruption of authorized activities on residence halls property. Impending freedom of movement. Impeding freedom of movement of students, university officials, employees, and invited guests within and around the residence halls. 10. Failure to comply with the directions or residence of residence hall staff members acting in performance with their duties. 11. Refusal to show personal identification to a member of residence hall's staff upon request. 12. Forgery, altercation, or use of residence hall's records or instruments of identification with intent to defraud the Department of Housing. 13. Theft of or damage to university property or the private property of others. 14. The loaning of or refusing to show ID with meal label affixed. 15. Throwing food and or other items in the hall dining rooms. 16. Tampering with, removal of, misuse of fire extinguishers, fire alarms, smoke detectors, sprinklers, or other fire equipment or exit signs. 17. Refusing to evacuate when fire alarm sounds. 18. Maintaining open flames or cooking in student rooms, commons rooms, areas, and areas contiguous to the hall. 19. Possession and or use of fireworks, firecrackers, flammable materials, or incendiary devices. 20. Possession and or use of firearms, explosives, or other dangerous weapons, including but not limited to knives, martial arts devices, BB guns. Twenty-one. Damaging or tampering with vending machines. 22. Tampering with or misuse of elevators or climbing upon the roofs of elevators. 23. Climbing on roofs or scaling or rappelling on outside walls of residence halls. 24. Throwing items of any kind from windows or storing items on window ledges. 25. Tampering with or misuse of hall security doors. 26. Keeping or bringing a pet or animal into the residence halls. 27. Playing of any types of games, for example, frisbee, hockey, golf, darts, etc., in the hallways, lounges, or common areas of the building. 28. Abuse of the visitation policy. 29. Violation of any other residence hall's policy that appears in this publication or is communicated to you through the Department of Housing Communiques. energy conservation. Did you know that in a residence hall with 213 student rooms, you will find approximately 188 stereos, 100 radios, 217 alarm clocks, 141 coffee pots, 91 popcorn poppers, and 118 blow dryers? Multiply that by the 250 days all the halls are open, and you have a staggering amount of electrical energy use. This does not include the gas and fuel use for hot water and heat. We are committed to conserving energy. However, the greatest potential for energy saving rests with the individual resident in his or her immediate living area. Here are a few measures you can take to conserve energy. Important campus telephone numbers. Emergency numbers. Fire, 6666. Campus police, 6666. Medical assistance, 6666. Poison center, off campus, 893-7771. Off campus, 9911. Index. Advertising, 21. Alcohol, 15. Visitation, 19. No, 19. Room cleaning. Students are expected to maintain their rooms in an orderly and sanitary condition. Students occupying suites, apartments, and clusters are responsible for the cleaning their own bathrooms. Cleaning equipment is available in your hall. Normally, housekeepers are not available to clean your room. However, you may sign up to have your room cleaned during Christmas vacation. When you move out of your room, you are expected to remove all personal items brought into the room. You're also responsible for cleaning the room so that it is left in substantially the same condition as when you moved in. If any special cleaning must be done by the housekeepers, you will be charged on a time and materials basis.